For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we are here today with Michael Murphy, president of Shays, Buffalo's largest presenting house. And you've had some exciting news this week, and trying to help people hold them over through COVID. And you come out in fast succession. You're going to let people get a glimpse at Patti LuPone, Laura Benanti, and Vanessa Williams. Pow, pow, pow.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. It's one artist a month for the next 3 months, October, November, December. We started out with Chris Jackson about a month ago and tested the waters. And Chris Jackson from Hamilton was amazing. People loved watching it. We got a lot of great response from that. And so there's a group of about 24 performing arts centers around the country who have banded together to be able to do these concerts. And we all agreed that these would be three great artists for us to have as the next round. The Women of Broadway.
I love the title, Women of Broadway. Really big names, too. They had told me people with Buffalo connections.
Patti LuPone's parents are from Dunkirk and Jamestown. And Vanessa, we know, of course, her husband is from here, and she has a lot of relatives here. And Laura has been here before to perform at Shays a year and a half ago for the gala.
She was fabulous.
And we're excited to welcome her back. We just wish it was in person, but virtual is the next best thing.
I remember her coming out onto the stage, and she said, oh, thank you so much, especially those of you who stood.
She is incredible. And what she's done this summer, working with high school children and being able to present the works they weren't able to do this spring, she's done extraordinary work.
Speaking of high school kids, I thought Shays really came out looking good with the Kenny Awards this year, given that they were physically canceled. And you went ahead and gave a prize to all of the top finalists. Very classy.
Thank you. And as you're saying that, I'm getting goosebumps because it was a great disappointment to all of those students, but to be able to honor them that way was still a thrill, and to encourage what they're able to do in the future. And I'm hoping that the programs we did this summer with students will have an effect. And we're also working on programs that we'll be doing this year through the school year virtually with schools, particularly high school musical groups, but we're looking at all ages.
And speaking of the future, or even just the present, the whole COVID thing, Shays is intimately wrapped up in everything just fizzling. You had in March Carolee Carmello as Dolly Levi, a gorgeous production of Hello Dolly, sold out houses, everyone aching to see it, and then just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And an exciting season announced. So what's going on?
Well, we've been very busy working on our restorations. We were taking advantage of this large gap of time to get a lot of the work done that we normally have to do around production schedules. So we have right now in the grand lobby, there is scaffolding going up to the ceiling. We are replacing some plaster there and doing all the detailed painting that Doris Collins, our restorationist, is famous for. And we're also doing work in various parts of the building that we otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to do in such an easy way. So we're getting a jump on things. And the rains this week also bring a few challenges because we are an old building. So we found a few leaks earlier this week when we had our rains.
How useful.
Sad but true.
Sad but true.
A long time ago, Tony Conti, your predecessor, told me that the purpose of Shays is to keep the building alive, keep the history. It's not to put on shows. The shows are there to help pay for the restoration. Did I misinterpret him, or is that indeed what's going on?
I think that was very much what the purpose of Shays was, as a lot of dedicated people over the years worked to restore this building and to save it. But now it has become such a success that we're taking it to new levels, and we're expanding the programming we're doing with the Smith in 710. There's a lot of work to do there. And we're also, Tony, you mentioned over the summer, one of the things we're also working on that we take very seriously is working on anti-racism. We're working with our colleague cultural institutions around Western New York to work on that with our boards and staff. And we're getting some special funding from some special donors for that. And there's a lot of work to be done there. We want to reach out to all communities. We want to be in all communities. It's not just about bringing people to Shays. Shays is the jewel, but we also want to be out in the community. We have a great responsibility for that, and we take it very seriously.
And you have capacity, really, to do that. And you do have, of course, a lot of loyal patrons. And I'm just wondering their response to all of this. Are people being patient? And they're holding tickets to a season that hasn't happened. What's the response been?
Folks have been incredibly patient, understanding. They're dealing with this in all sorts of parts of their lives, so they get it. And we don't know when we'll be able to perform again. It takes a lot of coordination across the country and with the Broadway producers. There wasn't a Broadway season this year, so we're also timing out what new shows will be ready in the future. future, and how do we assemble all of that into our future seasons? But people have been wonderful.
Thank you, Michael, so much for being with us this morning. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.